Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We were just talking last segment about the 100 acts of kindness that we are highlighting for the remainder of the year in partnership with Jerry Kelly. And we thought this was a great one here because it was just announced about a week or so ago, maybe a week and a half ago, that the St. Louis Symphony and the Fabulous Fox are teaming up to bring together a benefit concert for tornado relief. It's happening on Sunday, June 29th in the afternoon. It is a 3 o'clock show, and leading that will be the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra music director, Stefan Deneve, friend of the show, and our next guest, the In Unison chorus director, Kevin McBeth, who joins us on KMOX. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good. Ready for this concert to happen.
Are you already ready? Or well, is there some rehearsals?
There's still some rehearsal going on. In fact, we had a great one last night, but we'll rehearse right up until that day.
How much rehearsal do you do for a show like this?
For this one, it came on pretty quickly, of course, you know, because of the schedule. It's fun because we're repeating some repertoire that we've done before, so that made it a little easier. But we'll have a total of 4 rehearsals with the combined chorus and 1 rehearsal with the orchestra. So,
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, can you explain a little bit the In Unison chorus and how they specialize in music versus the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra chorus, and then how often you guys work together?
Right. Well, this is a collaboration that we're really excited about.
Yeah.
And we don't get a chance to work together very often, so both choruses are really excited. So Symphony Chorus, of course, is the group that is on most of the subscription concerts. We just talked about The Planet, so that chorus performs with that group. And then 15 years ago, I took over the leadership of the In Unison Chorus, which is part of our community partners program, and this In Unison chorus is a part of our In Unison program, which is a collaboration with churches in the community. Most of those just surrounding the SLSO Powell Hall area. So that's the second chorus. St. Louis Symphony is one of the few orchestras that boasts of 2 resident choruses. So we're excited about that.
So are these professionals? Are these performers professionals or some of them not?
It's a combination of both. So with both choruses, we have professional musicians who are teachers and voice teachers and singers in the city. But also both choruses have volunteers who are from all walks of life, dentists and students and. All of it. So
and that's fantastic.
The SLSO's chorus does like the subscription concerts. So how many concerts does the In Unison chorus do over the course of a season?
In Unison chorus basically has a 4 concert cycle. So we begin in the fall, and our first concert's typically at Christmas time in Unison Christmas, which was formerly Gospel Christmas. And then we'll do an MLK concert often in January, as well as a Black History concert in February. So the first part of every year gets pretty busy.
Yeah.
And then we wrap up our season with a community concert, and we typically try to do that in an In Unison partner church in the community, so we get a chance to take the chorus out into the community to perform as well.
Wow.
So this particular performance in partnership with St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, again, 3 o'clock on Sunday, June 29th, the Fabulous Fox. So when you're putting this show together, you are, I mean, how are you deciding what the show is going to be? And, you know, how long it will be and all of that.
Right. Well, this has become a wonderful program. Maestro Deneve really has been at the helm of this to design a program that's actually going to move us through, you know, sort of the turmoil that we've lived through, hopefully sending them out, you know, just really on a high note. So it really is a concert of healing. It's an opportunity for us to just reflect, let this music just really sort of permeate and take us through our grief, and hopefully we're celebrating at the end of the concert.
And this is interesting. It's one of those pay what you wish concerts.
Mm-hmm. Pay as so you wish you, concert.
Yeah, yeah. So if you go to slso.org and you get tickets for this particular event, it's you just donate whatever you want.
Absolutely. We wanted to make this concert accessible to our whole community. And so actually, I went to the website just a couple of days ago. And when you get to slso.org, it's the first thing that pops up. So you go right to tickets and you can enter the amount that you would like to pay. Some people are, you know, increasing their donation for the benefit effort. So that's wonderful. But when do you get a chance to choose your own ticket price to go to the Fox? It's a wonderful opportunity.
So the day in, day out duties of a chorus director, what does life look like for you?
Well, I spend a lot of time, you know, preparing music and preparing scores. I get to choose our program most often with the In Unison Chorus and then prepare them. We rehearse weekly from September to usually till the end of April. And so I'm with them every Monday night. And we get an opportunity to do some really great music. So a wide variety of things from gospel to gospel symphonic music to spirituals, and then even a little Mozart and Beethoven and those kinds of things thrown in.
Well, and so much music stems from gospel and the roots that are within that genre of music. And obviously so many famous singers have started there. It really is, I guess, like you can dig deep down into the history of it, or you could play something more modern.
Right, sure. And this concert will sort of reflect that. We're represented by several black composers on this concert. Andre Thomas, we have a piece of his. Rollo Dilworth, who is a legacy charter mm-hmm. member of the chorus and from St. Louis. He's now at Temple University. But we're closing the concert with a piece that he was commissioned to write for the chorus and orchestra 15 years ago. So it's setting of the spiritual Hold On, Keep Your Hand on the Plow. And we think it's just going to be a great moment of encouragement for those folks who are part of the concert.
So everybody in Unison is local, right?
I mean, both choruses here are local. Although we do have people who come to us from Illinois, so there are a few folks from across the river. But it's a locally sourced chorus.
We like to include Illinois people in
the
metropolitan area,
of course,
because they're people too.
There you go. Shout out to Illinois people.
Yeah, they don't get enough love.
So he's a Granite City guy. That's why.
Yeah. So I will not have any disparagement. Is that a word? Yeah. I will not have that for Southern Illinois.
That's
my
right.
People. Those are my people.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store.
True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Southern Illinois.
My people.
Kevin, how did you get into music? How did music start for you in your life?
It's been a part of my life as far back as I can remember. I get that question often, but I think I sang just as early as I started to speak. And so I've always been a singer. I've always sung in choirs. Mm-hmm. Was interested in church music growing up as a kid, you know, going with my parents to mm-hmm. church. And that's just always been a part. I've done musical theater. I've sung opera. I've been, you know, in a part of all of that. And then the orchestral part just, you know, sort of added on as I was doing my undergraduate and graduate work. So being a singer and getting a chance to stand in front of that orchestra is really quite a thrilling thing. So, but wow. It's music's always been a part of my life.
Yeah. Kevin McBeth, in unison chorus director. And so you're a professional. You've been doing this your whole life. I know you are a good singer. Let's say you work in an environment where there's somebody in the office who won't stop singing. Do you have any tips to make them stop singing?
Well, right away, that's a tough one, but right away, I probably would sing off key with them on purpose, maybe to keep them,
hey! You know.
because
how did you assume it was off key?
No, I would sing off key. I would sing off key with them to maybe put them off. They're probably a great singer.
So
I'm sure they're fabulous, but I would sing off key to throw them off.
Let's slow down. It's not, I wouldn't call it fabulous. Okay. All right. So sing off key with them and that will discourage them is what you're saying.
I just said they need, and I think Kevin's going to be on my side. I said, I think the people around here need a bit more joy in their hearts.
I agree.
Because that's why you sing, because you're having a good day.
Singing brings it, that's
it
for
does.
Sure.
Well, singing in a group does. For whatever reason,
it's just amazing.
When you have a bunch of voices together, it sounds great. When it's one single, not all that great voice, it's not...
It's all about encouragement. You just have to continue.
I don't want to encourage her.
Continue to encourage them all. So
you have a guest performer who's going to be at this show.
Yes,
on
and,
the 29th.
And actually a friend of St. Louis, B.B. Winans.
We
say he's from gospel royalty. The Winans family has been around for a long time. And B.B. In fact, he's in St. Louis so often he thinks that we're trying to get him to move here. But he's sung with the orchestra a couple of times, performed with the In Unison Chorus on our Black History concert, has sung with the orchestra, actually for the opening of the NASCAR race. He did the Star Spangled Banner last year. So, but he's a great friend of the orchestra and an incredible singer, and so we're doing two pieces on the concert with him.
So now I'm super fangirling because love CeCe and B.B. Winans, but especially CeCe, like ever since I was a little girl. I always say, like, I mean, I grew up listening to Christian music in the 80s and 90s,
right,
you know,
right.
And so CeCe Winans, she came in town and they were doing like an autograph session at the Christian Family Bookstore and I got like her autograph. I was like
That's
probably
great.
Six and I got her autograph. Yeah. I mean, I listened to CeCe Winans on the way here today. And so what I'm saying is I'm super excited about BB as well. And we should also get CeCe sometime. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That
whole family, you
they're
know,
amazing.
Every single one. And the way that they've kept the dynasty going is that they've all married singers and now they're giving birth to more children who are performing. So it really is a dynasty. I mean, started with their parents, you know, so it's really something, but he's a great performer and we're excited about this.
That's
we're excited
awesome.
About our partnership with Urban League and the fact that they're going to be the recipients of this, and then they'll do the funding for all of this concert.
Oh, that's awesome! Last week we broadcasted from the Urban League.
Oh, well, yes, wonderful!
And found out just even more all the great work they're doing. Especially, we talked to a man, Roosevelt, who lost his entire home, has nowhere to go, and they called the Urban League, and the Urban League is giving people places to stay, setting them up with hotel rooms that, and being attentive to details, like a hotel room with a kitchen.
Right.
Because there's a family, they're kids.
Right. They have to have that facility.
Doing great work.
So, and interesting because Urban League, you know, themselves, they had damage as well. So even in the midst of them, you know, recovering from that, they've been working on this. So with Maria Lynn Bernard, our CEO, has kind of been at the forefront of this and working with Mike McMillan with the Urban League to make this all happen. So Urban League will actually be responsible for making sure that these funds go to places where they really need them.
This performance awesome. Benefiting Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis's Disaster Relief Fund. It is happening 3 o'clock Sunday, June 29th, St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Stefan Deneve is a big part of this show, and so is In Unison Chorus Director Kevin McBeth, who will be with us. Tickets, or who is with us now, tickets are at slso.org, and it is a pay-as-you-wish. So whatever you want to pay, whatever donation you want to make, can't be zero. But you do need to put down something. But this is it's an awesome opportunity to get to go to the fabulous Fox Theater and see a great show. We're very thankful that you came in and are putting this together, Kevin. Yeah. Thank you.
Excited to do it and really thrilled to help our community. It's important for us.
Yeah, slso.org. Again, benefiting Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis, the Disaster Relief Fund. And it's happening June 29th. Get your tickets for this. It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.